I want you to consider starting a podcast where it could be in Spanish, because you would be taking the ball and running with it. You would already have the traction. You would already be going with the direction that things are going. And I think your podcast could really blow up.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up? It's Adam Adams. You're listening to the podcast on podcasting, and this episode's going to be short and sweet. It is interesting because I saw that in the year 2022, there's five countries that are quickly gaining ground for podcast listeners, people that want to listen to podcasts. And the interesting thing that I want to pour into you, in case, especially in case you're bilingual, Spanish, in case you're a Spanish bilingual, is that out of the five top countries that are gaining traction for more listeners, four of them are Spanish speaking countries. Kind of interesting, huh? Four of them. One of them is a Chinese speaking country. And actually, it's China. And actually, China seems to be, at least from what I've heard, kind of like almost oppressing or holding back some of that content. And so that's iffy. So I don't know for sure if having a Mandarin, for example, podcast is going to be the right move right now, even though China is growing in popularity. But these other four countries, the number one, number two, number three, and number four, are all Spanish speaking countries. So if you or your friend is bilingual, maybe find a way to move that podcast into both languages, or have two different podcasts, or switch to Spanish. Or if you're fluent in Spanish and you're about to start a podcast, it sounds like you're going to get a whole bunch of listeners from multiple different countries. You're going to be able to serve a lot of people by doing that. So if you're bilingual, Spanish speaking bilingual, like let's just say English and Spanish, because you are listening to this show and I'm not fluent in Spanish, I want you to consider starting a podcast where it could be in Spanish, because you would be taking the ball and running with it. You would already have the traction. You would already be going with the direction that things are going. And I think your podcast could really blow up. Share this information with anyone that is bilingual. I want them to be able to grow and consider starting a Spanish-speaking podcast. Oh, and by the way, my company, because we heard this, we're actually hiring Spanish-speaking editors and show notes writers. So if you are going to start a Spanish-speaking podcast, or your friend is, and you're looking for somebody to help, we are hiring right now for those positions, and I think we'll be able to serve your friends as well, or you, if you've got a bilingual Spanish-speaking podcast. I think we can help. Thank you, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye for now. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable, and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting, and you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit, you'll click on all episodes, and scroll down because we're hundreds of episodes in, and you'll see the episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those two things. I'll see you on the next episode.